Now, we have the first one of the feast days, the Passover, verses 4 and 5. And by the way, that was given to us back yonder in Exodus. Here it is in the calendar of God. Number 1, these are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. I think this verse makes it very clear that the feasts begin properly with the Passover and not the Sabbath. This is the beginning. And you remember, at the very beginning, God said to them, "This is the beginning of days for you." And that marks the beginning of the civil year for Israel. Now, the details for the observance of the Passover is back there in Exodus 12. But this holy season represents the sacrificial death of Christ and the value of His blood. Listen to Paul in 1 Corinthians 5:7, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us." So the Passover speaks of the death of Christ. Now, it originated in the historical event of the last plague in Egypt by the slaying of the firstborn. Israel was instructed to slay a lamb, place the blood on the doorpost, go inside, roast the lamb, eat it with the blood on the doorpost. Their door is shut. They do not come out. The death angel passes by. And Israel observed the Passover at Mount Sinai, we're told. And we'll see that when we get to Numbers 9. And the Passover was brought to its fulfillment the night of the rest of the Lord Jesus Christ, after He had observed the Passover with His disciples and instituted a new feast on the dying embers and ashes of the old. We see the lamb slain. The Passover, I think, will be observed again in the kingdom. We are told in Luke 22:16, "Our Lord said, for I say unto you, I'll not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom." And then we have the next, verses 6 and 8, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I'm reading, "And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the 7th day, it's a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein." Now, this is a feast, by the way, that's separate from Passover, but you can see it's very closely identified with it. In other words, the Passover was observed one day. The very next day, the first day of the week, began the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now, its historical origin, I think, is in direct connection with the Passover. And unleavened bread was to be eaten for 7 days, beginning on the day after Passover. And leaven here, by the way, as elsewhere, it's a symbol of evil. And unleavened bread speaks of fellowship with Christ based on His redemption and maintained by the walk of the believer. Do no servile work. That has to do with the daily occupation of the participants, and it's an offering made by fire. It refers to the burnt offerings and sin offerings. Now, the first day and the 7th day of the week of unleavened bread were the particular days of a holy convocation. It's well to note that in both Matthew and Mark, the Passover and unleavened bread are considered as one. And likewise, the value of the blood of Christ continues for the believer after he's saved. For if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, just keeps on cleansing us from all sin. This is the meaning of the Feast of Matzah, unleavened bread. This speaks of the fact that following Passover, which speaks of the death of Christ for our sins, that now we are to maintain fellowship on the basis of the fact that He died for us and that we confess our sins as we go along. He says, if I wash you not, you have no part with me, said that to Simon Peter.